First thing we're going to do is I'm going to introduce you to the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are going to bring your brain and body back into balance so you don't feel depressed anymore. These are the things that I started taking when I started out, and it really got my body back. It replenished those stores and neurotransmitters in my brain to the point where I could function again. Now, I took a lot of this from the books Depression Free Naturally by Joanne Matthews-Larson and The Mood Cure by Julia Ross. They have tried this on thousands of patients. You can check out their books for more information. I encourage you to do your own research. But these are the things that you're going to want to start taking now so that in a month or two, you're going to really be feeling the effects and you're going to be feeling a lot better. I want to say a quick word about the good thing about all this. Now, when you see all this stuff, it's going to seem like a lot, and it is at first. But the good news is, with these amino acids, vitamins, and minerals, it doesn't cause dependence. So I started out taking way more stuff than I do now. Now I just take a few things and I'm fine. I don't have to take all the other stuff all the time. And I can even go weeks without taking anything and I feel okay because I brought my body back into balance originally. But at first, you're going to want to be taking more stuff and it's going to feel kind of crazy. The first thing that I take is B vitamins. Now, these are one you can stop taking after a while, but I still take these even today. B vitamins are critical for creating all sorts of neurotransmitters in your brain, such as dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. They're essential for numerous critical functions in your body. Stress depletes B vitamins. So if you've been stressed for a while, B vitamins are especially going to work for you and help you feel a lot better, because after you've been stressed for months at a time, your body's just going to be craving for more B vitamins than what you have currently. Another thing you want to be taking is vitamin C. There's been tons of research on vitamin C, on how it prevents burnout, other certain diseases. When you first start out, around 2,000 milligrams is going to be best. And this is another thing I don't have to take anymore, but when I first started out, I was taking lots of vitamin C, and it's recommended by some of the top nutritionists in this field. The next thing you want to start taking is fish oil. If you aren't taking it already, I'm sure you've read all about the effects of omega-3s, how it affects your brain, how the healthy fats are going to prevent you from depression. Now, I personally have this form of capsules. I typically like the liquid best. There's a lot of different forms of fish oil out there. You're going to want to find something, if it's in capsule form, that's going to have at least 300 milligrams of combined DHA and EPA. Most people don't convert flax to DHA properly, so I would strongly suggest you guys start taking fish oil if you're trying something like flax. The next mineral that makes a huge difference in a lot of people's lives is magnesium. Magnesium is chronically low in people that suffer from depression and anxiety, and magnesium is one of the things that I still take to this day every night because it helps so well with insomnia. I actually had a blood test done that showed I was low in magnesium. And that it shows even more how magnesium, for me, if I'm low in magnesium and I'm thinking positive thoughts, it's not going to do anything because I need magnesium, otherwise I'm still going to feel anxious. So magnesium is huge in preventing anxiety, insomnia, and depression. So many people are deficient in it because we don't eat enough salads, greens, and those sorts of things. And it's a great thing to start supplementing with to see how it affects you. The next thing you want to start taking is vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually a hormone that is responsible for all sorts of different functions in your body. You obviously have all heard about getting enough sun, get the vitamin D in your body, all those sorts of things. Now, recent research suggests that we actually need more vitamin D than we thought we did need. So even if you're getting enough sun, there's still a chance that you're low in vitamin D. If you're low in vitamin D, you're not going to feel good. Now, a lot of people, it's safe to start with like 1,000 international units a day. But with vitamin D, it's something you want to test for if you're going to be taking a lot of it or experimenting extensively with it, because too much vitamin D is toxic for your body. I personally have taken 5,000 international units for a year, and I just got blood work done, and my results are perfect. They're right where they need to be. But I wouldn't suggest start taking 5,000 international units right away unless you test for it, because too much is toxic. And too much is going to make you feel worse and have the counter effect that you want. Another mineral worth considering is calcium. Calcium is notorious for bone health, all those Got Milk commercials. But what people, a lot of people don't know is calcium is also essential for production of a lot of neurotransmitters as well. A lot of doctors have combined calcium and magnesium together to help people with anxiety or insomnia, and some people have even described calcium and magnesium combined as like a super tranquilizing effect. The last thing you'll want to take is a multivitamin. Now, some people don't like multivitamins, some people love multivitamins, but when I first started out, it was one of the main things I started taking as well. I don't have to take a multivitamin anymore, but a multivitamin is going to help cover your bases, get you some of those vitamins you may be missing in your diet so that you're not missing out anywhere and have any holes in your nutrient system. Last thing I want to personally recommend is probiotics or digestive enzymes. Now, when I first started, my digestive system was trashed. You'd eat something and I'd get bloated all the time. So I started taking a bunch of probiotics. I was getting my healthy bacteria in my gut back into balance. And when I ate food, I would take digestive enzymes with it so that I could absorb the food and absorb the nutrients from the food. If your digestive system is out of whack, all the vitamins, all the healthy foods is not going to do much because you can't absorb the nutrients themselves. And from the very get-go, your body's not going to function right. Common hang-ups of taking all these vitamins, minerals, and that sort of thing is that people kind of put off by, look, this is a lot of pills I got to take. Now, if swallowing the pills in themselves is hard for you, there's a lot of chewable forms, liquid forms of these vitamins and minerals that you can find, so you don't have to swallow these huge pills if that's not your thing. Now, another thing with it is, it might feel a little weird, but if you're not going to be depressed, I don't care how weird it is. It might seem expensive to buy all these vitamins and minerals up front, but the thing with it is, it's a large sum of money up front, and it seems like a lot, but if you actually calculate it out, how much it is monthly, it's not that much, because a lot of this stuff will last you a really long time. Like vitamin D, for example, it's like, you know, $9-$10 for a bottle. But that bottle is going to last you almost a year because there's so many capsules within that bottle. Now, another thing is, for me, I knew like at the beginning I was depressed. I was thinking, oh, this won't work. I had that filter going through my brain. I didn't want to, you know, I was like, no, I'm going to spend the money. It's not going to work. But, I mean, if you've tried all these other things and you're still depressed, I mean, not trying this is more expensive than not doing it, because you're going to stay depressed if you don't find the root cause and cure it. It's at the beginning, you got to take a lot, but you got to realize in the future, you don't have to take everything anymore. At the beginning, you got to take a lot because you're bringing your body back into balance. But after a while, a lot of the things you don't have to take them unless you're in a stressful situation or you're depressed again. So you don't have to take these for the rest of your life. This is only right now, you keep taking them, you're getting your body back, you're doing what you need to do. And lastly, I wish I could have told myself this when I was thinking about it and procrastinating and not doing it, but doing this, buying the vitamins and minerals and becoming healthy is less expensive than not doing that. Because once you actually become healthy and not depressed, for one, I mean, you don't feel like killing yourself. You've solved the problem. And two, you will start to be able to do more and be more productive in life. It wasn't until I cured my depression that I was able to actually really succeed in a job, and my income, I increased my income by 20 times in this one job I was able to do because I finally had energy, was able to talk to people, and I wasn't depressed anymore. So those are the basics you want to start out with. If you guys have any questions, let me know. And if you've already taken like B vitamins, you don't have to order those. If you're already taking fish oil, you don't have to order those. But make sure you look at these, try and get as many as you can, or whatever is most important to you. All of them is ideal, and then start taking them. We'll go from there.